Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard has decided that retreat is the way forward for the Republican Party in a new editorial. Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard, also a Fox commentator, has essentially advised the Republicans to throw in the towel on the fiscal cliff talks and more or less accept Obama's terms. In the piece, Kristol details all the shock and depression Republican insiders feel after losing an election they thought was in the bag. He then goes on to complain the Republicans' legislative scene isn't any better than its failed electoral scheme. Even the fact that the Republicans still control the House does not comfort Kristol. Worst of all, he says the GOP has no proposal for averting the fiscal cliff. So what to do? Just acquiesce to Obama. Be done with it.
Limbaugh talking about Bill Kristol's editorial. Kristol says he believes Republicans have to, I guess the word is capitulate, in a sense, to avoid the fiscal cliff. That's the number one item this week, by the way, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And we're here in this hour to overview what the hot hits are in talk radio for the week ending Friday, December the 7th. Yes, the day that lives in infamy. Let's run down the top 10 hits as determined by the staff at Talkers.com, which monitors, along with the producers of this program, talk radio programs all across the country to determine our list. At number 10, sports talk radio, the NFL, the discussion of, the aftermath of the shooting, that sort of thing. The royal baby announcements, number 9. Number 8, reports of an early flu season. And all the doctors going on the air advising you get your flu shots. Number 7 now, the resignation of Senator Jim DeMint, South Carolina senator who's going to run the Heritage Foundation and go bump up his salary from $174,000 a year to $1 million a year. Would you take a job? If that was the ingredient, that'd probably move you over, wouldn't it, huh? The situation in the Middle East, tensions there. Number 6, Bob Costas is number 5. With his gun comment. Number 4, the Benghazi investigation in Susan Rice. Number 3, the protests in Egypt. Number 2, what Syria is doing apparently with chemical weapons. And the fiscal cliff is number 1. From CNBC, Larry Kudlow talks to Senator Rand Paul. Paul says Republicans ought to let the Democrats raise taxes as high as they want to.
There's revenues on the table. There's tax rate increases on the table. I don't know if there's spending on the table. What's your thinking right now?
That it's a really, really bad idea to raise taxes. If you want your economy to grow, you should do the opposite. We need to cut taxes. That's how I'd stimulate the economy. Leave more money in the private sector. So I think the president's got it exactly backwards. He's adamant about raising taxes, and he's dead wrong.
You know, there's some people saying we need a deal to avoid a huge tax increase by year end that would throw us into recession. Just a thought. Would you compromise in terms of, let's say, a smaller tax rate increase? Let's say the top rate goes to 37 instead of 40. Maybe the threshold goes to 500,000 or 700,000 rather than 250. Does any of that rigmarole interest you?
No. But I would say that there's other compromises. What about means testings for entitlement? Why don't we say the rich get less Social Security and the rich pay more for their Medicare? That's a compromise. It meets the president's animus that we must get more money out of the rich. Let's just send less money to the rich. I'm also willing to compromise on military spending. The only thing I'm not willing to compromise is to throw out facts, throw out common sense, and say, oh, let's take more money out of the private sector and maybe the economy will do better. It is it's really, really bad idea to raise taxes. I think he'll perhaps send us into another recession.
Well, you may be right. As a Reagan supply-sider, my heart and head are with you on this, but I'm just trying to deal with the reality of this situation. It doesn't seem to me, Senator, that you can get a deal that would avoid a big tax hike unless you accept whatever spending cuts you can get, and I liked your list of entitlement cuts, plus some kind of revenue increase. What do you think of Mr. Boehner's idea? Cap deductions and get $800 billion revenues. Does that make any sense?
It's a tax increase. It's a bad idea. But here's another thought. I have yet another thought how we can fix this. Why don't we let the Democrats pass whatever they want? If they're the party of higher taxes, all the Republicans in the House vote present and let the Democrats raise taxes as high as they want to raise them. Let Democrats in the Senate raise taxes. Let the president sign it, and then they can own a tax increase. And when the economy stalls, when the economy sputters, when people lose their jobs, they know which party to blame, the party of high taxes.
Yeah,
let's
heard.
Don't be the party of just almost as high taxes.
Some people have called that the doomsday scenario. Others have said, look, it's a strategic retreat on the Republicans' behalf. Would you vote present for that in the Senate if it came up?
Yes, I don't think we have to in the Senate. In the House, they have to because the Democrats don't have a majority. In the Senate, I'm happy not to filibuster it, and I will announce tonight on your show that I will work with Harry Reid to let him pass his big old tax hike with a simple majority, if that's what Harry Reid wants, because then they will be the party of high taxes, and they can own it.
All right, so is that the way to fix the problem? What do you think? If you'd like to comment, we have time. We'll spend most of this first part of the countdown on number one, the fiscal cliff, 800-510-8255. That was Senator Rand Paul. Your thoughts certainly are welcome. We'll squeeze them in as we can. The discussion of what to do and how to approach this. Let me add one more piece following up on what Rush Limbaugh said on the air. I thought it was interesting this week that radio host Michael Savage warned the people who are like Limbaugh, those who are calling themselves on the air conservatives. He says, quote, that you are committing suicide by incessantly criticizing the Democrats and Barack Obama. He said many people on the conservative side of the dial are making the same mistakes now that the liberals made when Bush was in power. Let's see here. I'm looking at some, trying to figure out what the pieces are. He said all they did, the Bush bashing, they were crazy with their Bush bashing. It was boring. How much could you listen to all of that? It wasn't even clever Bush bashing. This is what's going on now with the conservatives. They're committing suicide, attacking Obama, although he deserves it. It's not good radio. Savage explained, at the end of the day, it's like a good teacher. Who are your best professors? They were the ones who could get up and tell you a story, make you smile in the middle of it and teach you something. Remember one thing, he said. Radio is primarily an entertainment medium. It was not created to be the voice of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I think those words are very cogent, frankly. What say you? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
I've got Sue on the line, who is a real ScoreBig.com customer, and she is just crazy about ScoreBig. When live events have unsold tickets, ScoreBig gets them, so you save up to 60%. And every ticket is below box office price, guaranteed. Now, Sue, you say you saved a ton of money. How much are we talking here?
I know we've saved at least 20 to 30% every time we've bought tickets.
Wow, that's big.
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much we can pick the game, we can pick the price, and, you know, we know we're going to get great seats.
So what are you going to next?
We're also
going
to try to use it for some shows, maybe the Christmas Spectacular coming up.
Sounds like you're really happy with ScoreBig.
Oh, there's nothing like it. If there's no way we're going to keep paying the fees and all the prices that some other places charge. It's great. It should be called SaveBig, not ScoreBig.
Radio listeners, for a limited time, you can get an extra $15 off at ScoreBig.com. That's an additional $15 off their already huge discounts at ScoreBig.com with promo code 5555. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 5555.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. And get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
800-510-8255. Amid the holiday retail boom that typically boosts short-term employment, fears over the fiscal cliff, apparently the reason that a number of unemployment count going up here, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and you heard the announcement that Citigroup was laying off 11,000 people because basically of the concerns about costs to have employees. That's pretty dramatic, isn't it, huh? Here's talk host Greg Garrison with Congressman Marlon Stutzman of Indiana about the shakeup in Congress, where a lot of Republicans were replaced on various committees by more moderate Republicans that might be more willing to compromise on the so-called fiscal cliff.
I want to ask you about this, about the assignments in general. You know, there's been this big flap about Republican leadership allegedly emptying a bunch of conservative saddles and getting Swikert and a couple of these guys that had reputations as being good hardcore conservatives being aced out of their jobs. But then they put Marlon Stutzman on financial services, and I think that one of the seats that was emptied was on financial services. What do you see going on there? Is there a real issue with regard to leadership wanting to make more moderates take things over?
No, I don't think it's that at all. And, you know, this is, I mean, I'm not a moderate. You know, I've got some pretty high rankings with, you know, the conservative scorecards and things like that, which, you know, people do look at. And I vote according to my conscience and my principles and the way I believe that people in my district feel and believe. And what I think here is in all of this, because I think it's just a breakdown in communication on both sides. You, if you're going to work these things out, you got to go sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk about these things. And instead, you know, leadership didn't talk to them, and they announced this through the press. That's how Healdskamp and Amash found out about it. And now, you know, in return, Amash and Healdskamp are talking through the press about this whole situation. And it just elevates the discourse, whether, and it's not a good one. And I think that we have to deal with some of these things within the family and deal with them face to face rather than through the media, because it's just unproductive. And I think one of the things that I always try to do is, if I have a problem with a vote, I go to leadership as quick as I can and say, I'm not going to be voting for this. I just want you to know that now. If you know, you're willing to work with me, and I know there's others that feel the same way, we're willing to try to find a way to yes. But if this is what the final product's going to be, I'm going to be a no. And so I think that's all part of this whole thing right now, is that there's a concern about how people communicate and how people work together. And you know, Paul Ryan actually probably had a pretty big hand in this, because he's the chairman of the Budget Committee. Both Justin Amash and Tim Healdskamp voted against the budget in committee in the second budget. And so, you know, you want to make sure that we're putting things together that Republicans can vote for. And we did. We communicated. Paul Ryan was excellent at bringing people together and communicating.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along now on the countdown discussion of the number one issue this week, a big-time discussion on talk radio and talk television about the fiscal cliff, the Democrats and the Republicans. Who's to blame? We haven't even gotten a decision yet, and already there's the blame game going on. Let's listen now to radio host Dave Bowes talking to another host, Michael Medved, who's very intelligent, somebody I respect a lot, and I'll bet if you listen to him, you do as well. They talk about the way the news media is covering the political battle here, that is, the left and the right on the fiscal realities we have in our country.
I'm starting to get a gag reflex when I even hear the phrase fiscal cliff, because I feel like it's this construction that has been created, and that we've got plenty of fiscal cliffs out there. This is just one of many, and the whole thing, the way the coverage is being presented is in the mainstream press is, when are the Republicans going to cave on these various things and all the pressures on them, even though the White House hasn't really offered anything, and there's no attempt at holding their feet to the fire for presenting as quote-unquote savings all kinds of things that are not really cuts at all. They're just like the end of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
No. It's a terrible situation that we're in. And I don't think it's of John Boehner's making. It is a situation that the electorate took care of by handing Barack Obama increased margins in the Senate, sending him back for a second term, giving him, and now looks like they will end up having gained 9 seats in the House. He has a very strong hand to play. And basically, the reason he has such a strong hand to play, and the reason that we're so screwed, you'll pardon my language, is that everybody knows that the pressure is entirely on Republicans. There's no reason in the world why Barack Obama should want to fix this thing by January 1st.
Right, because he's a winner either way. He makes them look bad for, quote-unquote, raising the taxes, which, by the way, I wish they'd stop calling them the Bush tax cuts and start calling them the Republican middle-class tax cuts, because it was Republicans who put them forward, it was Republicans who fought for them, and they're the Republican tax cuts. And now Obama's repositioning them to be the Obama middle-class tax cuts, which is
right.
Clever politically.
Which is very clever politically, but he wins with that.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Mike in Washington is sure Congress will come up with something, as they usually do at the last minute.
Every time we have a situation, there was going to be a government shutdown,
They put the fear in everybody, and then, of course, they, at the last minute, they come up with something, you know, right at the last minute. Now they're talking about the fiscal cliff, and it's almost like it's the same thing. And I guarantee you, miraculously, at the end of the month, they're going to come up with something. You know, they're going to finally get their act together, and they're going to finally decide on, you know, what it is that they got to get done. You know, and this happens all the time, year after year. But, you know, I feel that, you know, when they're talking about entitlements, I'm a veteran. And when they start talking about that, it makes you feel like you're some type of charity case, you know, if you're getting benefits for being a veteran. You know, there's many people out there I know that, you know, could have volunteered to go to Iraq, but they didn't do that. You know, I did. And other people with disabilities, and people that have paid in the Social Security, I feel that those benefits should not be intruded on.
All right, let's quickly get Doris on the air. Go ahead, ma'am.
The plan that the Republicans offered, this is just the Romney-Ryan plan that the American voters said no to. Other than destroying our earned benefits, I don't call them entitlements because we worked hard and we earned them. There are no specifics. What loopholes will they close to get these giant billions of dollars they want? Of course, they're going to punish the poor and the middle class. And their plan still gives another huge tax cut to the 1%. You know, people need to look at what happened in this country between FDR and Nixon, and then look at what happened with the conservative takeover from Nixon until now.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at my emergency.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Spent the whole first half hour of our review of the charts this week, the week ending December the 7th, actually the week of December 3rd to 7th. Fiscal cliff battle is number one. Number two is worth some attention. I don't know how you can stir the pot with this, though. The chemical weapon threat in the Middle East. Here's host Pat Campbell. This is the Syrians who are in and onto this. Talks to Doug Hagman, who is an analyst, about what Hagman says will happen if Assad uses chemical weapons on his people in Syria.
We had Hillary come out and basically explain if Assad uses chemical weapons on his people that, well, you know, the world just can't stand by idly. We're gonna be forced, you know, we're going to be forced to go in. U.S. troops, NATO troops are going to be forced to go in. And what my listeners need to know, what the rest of America needs to know this morning, is that this is a set. I don't like Assad. I think Assad is a terrible guy. But you know what? Given the choice between him and the Muslim Brotherhood, I'm going to go with the devil I know. Okay? But the reality is this guy is being set up. And it's like, you know, it's like a script out of a movie here, the way this thing is playing out. And they're so blatant about telegraphing this punch.
Well, exactly. And this is what we have to really understand. And I want to apologize for coming out so fast out of the gate, but I know we've got a limited amount of time. And there's so much here. But we have to watch. Look what Turkey does, by the way. The next step is this. Watch what Turkey does. Because Turkey now, being a NATO member, there's Patriot deployment of missiles into Turkey. Watch what they do. They're going to become a very fickle ally. A very fickle NATO ally, because Russia is putting the pressure on Turkey, saying, look, you keep this up. You know, we control your oil and gas. Hmm. We've got you.
They got the purse strings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, they're going to turn eventually. Now, with respect to the chemical weapons, the information I've got is they might back off a little bit. In other words, the United States, the rhetoric might die down a little bit, but it's going to come back up, and it's going to come back up even harder. This was kind of like just to prep the area, to fertilize the ground.
Trial balloon?
Yes, exactly. And then come spring, I'm going to say like around March, April, Easter time, you're going to see things heat up regionally and then globally. It's going to be nasty.
Nasty. All right. Well, that's not a good thought, but it is something that some people are talking about. And so there's the update there from News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, our overview of the hot hits this week. The World of Talk Radio at number 3. The Middle East still in the focus as Talk Host Bill Handel and Gary Hoffman talk about the demonstrations in Cairo. The president there, Mr. Morsi, is grabbing power, and that's number 3. Our focus on the Middle East continues. Listen to this.
We've heard of those demonstrations, and they've gotten, they've gotten very serious. They've gotten deadly in front of the presidential palace in Cairo. And it has to do with about half the country demonstrating against the president, Mohamed Morsi, and his decree taking sweeping powers over. He is elected in a democratic election and then grabs power. And the Islamists, the jihadists are all in favor of that. They love the idea that a fundamentalist Islamist is now grabbing complete, total dictatorial powers. Few other people are not very happy about it. So the
like women?
Yeah, like women. Women are a little upset about it. Like students. Like people that are somewhat secular and don't want a mullah or a fundamentalist deciding how they are going to live or not live. There's a few pickpockets out there that are not very happy with the thought that their hands would be cut off.
They set this up wrong also. The people who opposed Mohamed Morsi on Tuesday stormed the castle, basically. 100,000 people were outside the presidential palace. There were still several hundred of them yesterday when the Muslim Brotherhood asked for thousands of protesters in support of Mohamed Morsi. And whether or not they wanted that confrontation with the hundreds of people who didn't want like him, who were still out in front of the palace. But the army came in, and there are 3 tanks sitting out in front of the presidential palace.
And also keep in mind that the military in Egypt always has had tremendous power. Sadat came from the military, and even Nasser was a military. The coup that took place against King Farouk in the early 50s, and Nasser took control out of the military. And so the leaders have been out of the military or coming from the military, and so they have tremendous power.
All right, so there's Bill Handel with the number 3 item being discussed on his program, the Morsi protests in Egypt. Number 4 this week on the countdown is the Benghazi investigation and the continuing focus on Susan Rice, who seems to turn off just about everybody that she talks to. Here's host Bobby Walsh talking to Tim Graham on his program from the Media Research Center about the way the news media has been defending Ms. Rice.
You say they're running the media again, is running defense like they did for President Obama. In the election, you never heard about how bad the economy was. Then when Black Friday came, they're saying, oh, it's a bad economy. Well, they're saying, what bad economy? How did the economy go bad in 2 weeks? There was no bad economy when he was running for president. Now here they go again. It's almost like a Ronald Reagan line. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, I think the thing that bothers me the most is that the news media is supposed to be the people that manage, you know, to tell us the facts. And we can expect a little bit of spin, but this is the kind of spin that's just unacceptable, where they would say,
yeah,
Republicans accuse Rice of misleading the public. No. It's not Republicans accuse. Susan Rice clearly misled the public. Now, you can try to have a debate about whether she meant to, but she clearly misled the public. So the problem you have is the news media take facts and then suddenly decide they're not facts.
Oh, yeah.
They present it as an accusation.
Yep, it's very interesting. It's one little word that changes the... I've pointed it out before on some of my commentaries where it's just one word changes the whole nuance of the story. So it's the Republicans are not accusing her of misleading the public. She did mislead the public. Now, if they're saying Republicans accuse her of deliberately misleading the public, well, then that's a different thing. Because did she deliberately mislead them or not? I don't know.
800-510-8255. I suspect that of all of the other things that are on the countdown playlist this week, as we used to call it in music radio, the playlist, the thing that has you most intrigued or perhaps worked up, it does with most people, is this Bob Costas gun comment and what has come out of it. Some of it has been silly, ridiculous, foolish. Some of it has really actually been pretty good talk radio. So we're going to concentrate for the next few minutes on the Bob Costas comments and what has come out of that this week. That's coming right up here, number 5 on the countdown.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency. All right, places, everybody. Curtain up. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
From politics to paparazzi and everything in between, 2012 will be remembered for all its ups and downs. What story stole our hearts? Whose song was our anthem for 2012? Which celebrity shocked us? Yahoo Year in Review 2012 reflects the daily search habits of users and highlights top stories and trends based on what millions of people worldwide searched for. It's a distinct view on a society in motion. Heather Cabot, Yahoo Web Life Editor.
It was a year of extreme highs and lows. We lost Whitney Houston. The Olympics hit London. The new iPhone came out. Crazy weather caused misery for millions, and gas prices skyrocketed. All this amid a divisive presidential election, a sluggish economy, and a constant stream of celebrity buzz on Katy Perry and Lindsay Lohan.
Want to find out more about who or what took this year's top search on Yahoo? Check out yearinreview.yahoo.com to see what captivated us the most. It's a great way to see what the world is up to online.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and find great gift ideas starting at $5.99, including performance tool hex set, Dorsey 4 LED waterproof flashlight, slime tire pressure gauge, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping in the bag. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, so next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown in our continuing review of the top 10 items this week, the Bob Costas gun comments are number 5. That's what we're discussing right now. And first, let's listen to this piece of a conversation on Jamie Samuelson's radio program with Bob Wozinski talking to her about the problems they have with the Costas comment.
Do you think halftime of the Sunday night NFL game on NBC was the place for Bob Costas to go on rants, soapbox, whatever you want, about gun control? Was that the place for that particular speech?
No. And here is, but that's not my biggest complaint with Bob Costas, but I'll get into that one. Jamie, I'll get in the mud on that one, all right? Here's my biggest complaint.
Because you know Bob Costas is my idol, don't
you? Yes, I know he is. You look up to him. Not really.
Down.
Bob Costas took a very sensitive topic, the gun control issue, tried to tie it in with a news of the day, whatever, in the NFL, but in the whole process of it, hid behind someone else. If you believe that, if he wanted to make that statement, say it himself. But he was very clear and clever in my mind that he brought up Jason Whitlock, who's a very controversial writer at times, kind of a lightning rod, and almost used, And Jason's big enough to use as protection, too, but almost used him as protection. Here's the words of a guy based in Kansas City and what he said. I'm repeating them for you. Never did he give his own opinion. And, of course, I can't really call Bob Costas a coward because he is getting skewered a political statement or whatever at halftime in an NFL game, the gun control statement. So I won't use that, but it was kind of disingenuous or phony to say, let's put in perspective with this person's with this one over here, this controversial guy.
Yep.
You look at what he wrote, his words, and then you, of course, endorse it. That's my complaint with Bob Costas.
Yeah, Costas used this was a famous, and Mark Richt got asked this question after the SEC championship game. A lot of people will say,
yeah.
Well, who's a lot of people? Are you saying it? Because if you're saying it, I'll answer the question. So
right.
is kind of what he does. I agree with you. And the more I think about it, I agree with you that it was a little bit lack of courage to hide behind Whitlock.
All right. So that's their point of view. Let's listen now to host Tommy Tucker with psychologist Dr. Jason Lantner. They talk about the way people tend to react when commentaries like this one show up in sporting events.
What does the American public generally think or feel you believe, at least in terms of your beliefs, when it comes to watching sports to get away from the realities of life, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's interjected in a piece like this or a commentary?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's amazing how that event came down. I remember watching kind of the news and stuff and just seeing like the running flash or the header of this tragedy out in Kansas City. And then the follow-up, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there was a person who worked for the Cleveland Browns.
Right, that hung himself, I think, in a locker room, right? Or herself?
Yeah, I mean, it was just back-to-back and on the same, ironically, on the same day, too. And I think it threw people really for a loop. I think it was inevitable that it was going to be discussed at some point on an NFL broadcast. It was just a matter of how it was going to be approached, that topic, and what was going to be said. In terms of the fans, I think you're right that a lot of fans look towards sports as an escape from their daily life. You know, they just don't want to deal with the stressors, whatever is going on, the boss, whatever it may be. Sports are just their getaway. They're a 2 to 3 hour window of just goofing off and enjoying what's going on in the field, and maybe having a few beers at the same time. And so when it bleeds over in terms of that social commentary coming into play, then I think it throws people really, why is this happening? You know, why are we talking about this now? I just want to talk about the sports, analyze the players, discuss the plays, criticize, whatever it may be. But I don't want to hear some political commentary about gun control.
All right. So now let's wrap this up with Taco Sandy Belcher focusing on what Costas actually said about the tragedy.
Bob Costas, who I have immense respect for. I love Bob Costas. I think he's fabulous. If you ask me, the best sports person in the country, I would probably say Bob Costas. I love Bob Costas. But I don't agree with what he's saying now. Bob Costas was paraphrasing Jason Whitlock. Now, Jason Whitlock is an accomplished journalist, and there have been times when we've agreed with his writings and times when we've disagreed with his writings, and his position he certainly recognized the tragedy of what happened, but his position was if the gun wasn't there, the tragedy wouldn't have happened. And I think that's so out there. Maybe not the exact same tragedy, but the relationship was heading over the cliff. A gun happened to be the final thing that pushed it over the cliff. Costas, during his segment, said Whitlock. He paraphrased Whitlock. Whitlock wrote, "Our current gun culture ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and the more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety." And he goes on to blame the gun. The final statement, he says, if Jovan Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today. And I say, no, that's not true at all. The gun happened to be the final thing. People are killed during domestic violence with knives. They're pushed out of windows. All kinds of things happen. There's all kinds of terror. They're run over by vehicles. In fact, I had a story once, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but I'm just trying to prove a point, where in a domestic violence dispute, a guy pulled out, and I'm not making this up, and as I said, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm just trying to make a point, a frozen leg of lamb and beat his wife to death with it. So, I mean, anything can be used. He's an NFL player. He could have used his fist to kill her.
Number six this week, the situation with Israel and the Gaza, and we'll get to numbers 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 here in a few minutes.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Dex Stefan. I'm just chuckling to myself when I said that number six this week on the countdown was what's going on in the Middle East, yet another Middle East saga, the Israeli-Gaza tensions. And then I said, and then we have 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hello, we've been there. We're going the other direction, Doug. Number seven, in fact, this week is the announcement that Jim DeMint, the senator from South Carolina, is going to leave Congress and go run the Heritage Foundation. Here's a discussion of that from host Jake Hartford and John Kaz.
What's your thought to what Senator DeMint jumping ship?
I just found this out, you know, maybe 15 minutes ago. I think it'll be pretty interesting. You know, I think Heritage is probably a good fit for him, Heritage Foundation. And, you know, they've obviously been a leading conservative think tank. And it'll be interesting. I mean, it makes me, this really kind of came out of, I guess, right field, not left field. It came out of right field. I didn't really see it coming. So I think as the day goes on, it'll be interesting to see if he just, you know, like literally had a passion just to go run, you know, Heritage, or if there was anything else behind it. I doubt there was anything else behind it, but
well, how about this one?
Surprise.
How about this one? He wasn't really in favor of tax increases, and defense contractors in South Carolina want their money. How's that?
Well that sounds,
sorry to be a political reporter.
What? We can throw it out there. We can throw that out there as a possibility.
Well, we had Senator Tom Coburn on about a half hour ago, and he said that Senator DeMint was frustrated and that he came to Washington to, you know, try to get some fiscal responsibility, and it's not happening, and he just kind of gave up.
Well, you know, that could be it. I mean, look, it's been very frustrating for us in Washington. I mean, you know, we know that the long-term driver of our debt are our entitlement programs, but nobody really wants to do anything about it. We can see it in this fiscal cliff negotiations where Republicans have come forward and said, you know, hey, we're willing to put revenue on the table. I mean, that's anathema to Republicans. Everybody understands it. But we also realize we need to get to a bargain solution here that really is going to make a difference. The president has yet to come forward on real spending cuts, and you know, this is, it's getting frustrating, but, you know, it really has got to redouble our efforts to fight for these long-term spending cuts.
800-510-8255. Okay, that was a conversation on Jake Hartford's program with Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about Mr. DeMint, Senator DeMint, saying he was going to the Heritage Foundation. Number eight, the early flu season, and what doctors on the air have advised. Here's host Bob Murray talking to the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health about new warnings from the Center for Disease Control.
There was a news story yesterday, and let me give you the basic information from the news story. It says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging Americans 6 months and older to get a flu vaccine shot. The director of the CDC says it's the earliest flu season in nearly a decade, and that the strains for the flu being seen so far indicate it could be a bad year for the flu. Is that the information that you have?
That is the information I have, and that's kind of what we're seeing here in the state of Illinois as well. With the exception, you know, the strain, the flu vaccine every year is made up of a number of different strains. And so far, it looks like the vaccine mixture that we have this year is going to be a good match for the strain, but that always is subject to change, so we'll have to keep an eye on that.
This being the earliest means that you've already alerted then hospitals, emergency rooms, prompt care facilities to be aware that we could really kick in earlier than in the past few years. I can remember one year where things really didn't get rolling until after the first of the year.
That's right. And, you know, flu season is typically from October to as late as May. And this year already, both nationally and here in the state of Illinois, we have had more flu activity than we have previously in the entire last season. So we are seeing a lot of influenza-like illness, and that's kind of what we monitor. Folks who come in with those symptoms, we don't really flu itself is not a reportable condition, although we do look at intensive care unit cases from influenza-like illness, which we assume are going to be due to the flu.
All right, so let's just quickly go through where we are here. The early flu season is number eight, as I said to you. Number nine, the royal baby and as a man. Hasn't that got enough coverage to last a lifetime? And sports talk radio, a lot of it back to Bob Costas, is number 10. So let's go through the people from number 10 to number 1 that have made it big this week on the charts from talkers.com.
Number 10,
Joanne Watson.
Number 9,
Jim DeMint.
Number 8,
Hillary Clinton.
Number 7,
Bob Costas.
Number 6,
Mohammed Morzai.
Number 5,
Bashar Assad.
Number 4,
Mitch McConnell.
Number 3,
Paul Ryan.
Number 2,
John Boehner.
Number 1,
Barack Obama. No surprise there. And there it is, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the folks at talkers.com. Check them out every day if you're interested in what's going on in this hot format called the News Talk Radio. I'm Doug.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.